Briscoe Western Art Museum's executive director, Stephen Carr, lays out the logical premise for the new mural.
Contrary to popular belief, oil isn't the lifeblood of this city. It's water. And so it's an important story to tell.
To tell that story, the Briscoe collaborated with San Antonio Water Systems, SAWS, and artists from Dunas Studios and decided this, to continue a long-standing San Antonio tradition of creating and installing large tile murals along the Riverwalk.
All of the elements of it are very true to that tradition.
Tile mural expert and author Susan Toomey Frost.
The border, the colors, the subject matter.
The subject matter is a chronologically arranged history of the San Antonio River, told in a style as reflected in other Riverwalk tile murals. This one shows the river from its earliest uses by Native Americans all the way through modern day.
It's all been updated and it's fabulous.
Tuesday morning in a blustery wind, a couple of dozen stakeholders and media went into the McNutt Courtyard and with much fanfare pulled the covering off the mural. It is quite impressive.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
See for yourself. I've included a high-res picture of the mural at tpr.org. Also there is an 1891 picture of the prolific geyser-like well that now sits just yards away at SAW's downtown pump station. That geyser is also depicted in the mural. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.